afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Glad you're here. Boy, we missed you. It's been a while. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. It is the Brew University Virtual Roundtable, and I'm your host, Jeff Weaver, Training Director for J.J. Taylor, and I'm so excited to be back in the saddle behind the microphone where I belong, talking with all of you, because it is that magical time of year. If you woke up in Tampa this morning, you probably needed your sweaters. You picked up your pumpkin spice latte, and now it is open enrollment season. That's right. That crisp, cool air lets us know that it's open enrollment time. And what better way to kick off open enrollment season than with our open enrollment benefits podcast for the year, getting you caught up on all the new things that are coming your way and all the information you need to make sure you have a successful open enrollment once again. So with me, as always, and happy to have them on board, are my open enrollment compatriots, beginning with, of course, our benefits queen herself, Rosanna Anderson Prasad. Rosanna, welcome back once again to the Brew U podcast, and thank you for having us for another open enrollment year.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, indeed. Also joining us this year, we've got a few new friends and old friends alike from our friends and partners over at Cigna. John Fairchild's back with us again this year. John, welcome back and glad to have you once again for the podcast.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, guys.
And a couple of new faces here with us as well. Tavia Lang is here with us from Surgery Plus. Tavia, how's it going?
Hello there. It's going amazing. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you along for the ride. And coming in hot from Madison, Wisconsin, with the Ceridian team, Casey Hendrickson is here as well. Casey, welcome and glad to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
So glad to have everyone around the virtual roundtable, and so glad to be talking about open enrollment, because it's that one time of year, the only time of year without a qualified life event, that you're going to be able to get the changes you need made to your benefits election. So, Rosanna, why don't you take us through, once again, some of the basics. When is open enrollment kicking off? Is this going to be one of those active years or passive years? And what are some of the baseline things that our team is going to need to know to be ready to take advantage of this once in a calendar year opportunity?
So open enrollment starts Monday, October 24th and goes through November 7th. It is a passive year, meaning if you don't want to make any changes to your benefits, you can leave it as is, unless you're in the high deductible plan, which is the 1750 plan with the HSA. You do have to go in every year to elect the health savings account if you wish to continue it for the next year. Other than that, your benefits will remain the same, and just follow your booklets that you received in the mail or hand delivered to you, and it'll give you everything you need to know about open enrollment.
Fantastic. Love when you guys make this passive, because frankly, you know, our team loves their benefits, and oftentimes no big change is needed. So to be able to just say, yeah, let's do this again next year is always a great option, and to make sure that people stay in the plans that they love and want to be a part of. So great stuff. Obviously, those folks in the high deductible are already taking the most active role in there, so they, I'm sure, are aware. But if they had forgotten, you do have that one little task to do. And Rosanna, let's just get it out of the way. Let's just talk about it up front so that everybody can be done with it. What kind of an increase are we looking at this year? I know inflation's running away. Gas costs a fortune. How much more is it going to also cost us to be benefited in the upcoming calendar year?
So it's a very, very small 2% increase on premiums just for medical. Everything else is remaining the same. And with that 2% increase on medical premiums, that doesn't mean your copays are increasing or your deductibles or your out-of-pocket maximums. It's just a 2% on your premium on your medical plan. Everything else is staying the same.
Hear that, folks? Bread is up 30,000%, gas 47,000%, but our benefits plan only a 2% increase. So be excited, folks. Obviously, we like to try and keep that as low as we can. And unfortunately, it can't always be zero, but we're very proud of being able to keep ourselves competitive with only a 2% increase. So great job, Rosanna. You and the team, I know, work very hard along with these partners that we're going to talk to today about doing innovative things that allow us to keep those prices in check. Because, you know, the reality is, in this industry, like every industry, costs are going up. And if we just kept doing what we've always been doing, our costs would have to go up alongside it. It's the innovations that we bring to the table and some of the new features and new offerings that really make it possible for us to keep those costs low by finding other places where savings can occur. And I think that brings us right into talking about one of our first new offerings this year. So why don't we kick this over and talk to Ms. Tavia about Surgery Plus. Tavia, welcome. So glad to have you.
I'm so glad to be here. I'm truly excited. I kid you not. I've had this marked on my calendar for some time, so it's showtime. And I just want to really and truly say thank you to Rosanna and the entire team for allowing this offering. And I will jump right into the meat and the potatoes of it, right? So Surgery Plus, it's embedded. I like to say, as long as you're currently covered under your medical plan, you and your covered dependents already have this benefit. It's not a secondary line item that you have to elect. So at least that's one less thing that you have to be worried about.
That's great. So even if they're doing that passive enrollment, they're still getting a hold of this benefit, which is awesome.
Still getting it. And I'd like to say that we are setting ourselves up for those non-emergent procedures, right? So everyone's just talking, well, what do you really mean by non-emergent? If you find yourself in the emergency room, our care advocates are not the ones that you would want to call. However, if you know that you've been putting off getting a colonoscopy or your hip looked at or a knee replacement, ankle fusions, here is where you want to contact your care advocate who's going to provide you that end-to-end white glove service, right? We have a very, very robust, what I love to call, Surgeons of Excellence network that we utilize, right? And another icing on top of the cake is it's at no additional cost to you in most cases. Now, depending upon your plan design, the plan that you are enrolled in, guess what? JG has decided to waive your coinsurance and waive the deductible as long as you are staying within our amazing Surgery Plus network, and there are a plethora of procedures that are covered. I mean, I've said a mouthful, Jeff, and I'm sure that you have some questions for me, so I'll pause for the cause there and let anybody chime in if necessary, and I'll be sure to add a little bit of flavor and seasoning.
Sounds good. So fundamentally, let's talk about what Surgery Plus is. Surgery Plus is an offering that JJ has brought to the table through our partnership with your company. And, you know, effectively, folks, what we're talking about is this is the ability to get surgery done at high efficacy, high quality, reliable rated procedural doctors and facilities that are going to provide the top of the line care. And because that care is top of the line, it's going to work, and it's going to work the first time. It's going to shorten your recovery time. It's going to lessen the chances for accidents, mistakes, or missed procedures. And those cost savings that accrue over having to do it, you know, doing it right the first time saves money. Those savings allow us to absorb some other costs and make this benefit possible. And so fundamentally, what we're talking about, Tavia, is the ability for our team to get surgical procedures at basically zero cost because they're going to the best possible doctor for the best possible care for the most effective treatment, and all the little savings of doing it right the first time accrues back and allows us to waive the copay, waive the deductible, and say, no, just go here, get it from the best one time and done, and we'll pay for the whole thing. Is that essentially what we're talking about with this?
Spot on. That's exactly what we're speaking of. So it's a win-win situation. It's a win-win. Who likes to, you know, no one wants to just run out to have a procedure done, but, you know, value of life and how we take care of ourselves, self-care, to know that we have this embedded benefit that's at zero, no cost, why not leverage and take advantage?
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about some of the procedures. Obviously, there's a very long list, and if you guys check out your open enrollment books this year and some of the handouts and flyers that came along with that packet, you're going to be able to see all the details. But Tavia, at a quick high level, maybe give us a handful of the most common procedures that people come to Surgery Plus for so that our team can be thinking about, you know, maybe them or someone that's a dependent on their plan has been told, you need to consider doing this in the next 3 to 6 to 12 months. And this would be something that they could take advantage of. What are some of those, you know, big rock common procedures?
Big rock common procedures. I have to get out of the gate with colonoscopy underneath our GI, right, category, in addition to general surgeries like hernia repairs. Another big one that I've seen is rotator cuff repair, knee replacements, hip replacements. Actually, hip replacements is very big. hysterectomies, ovary removals. There is just a plethora of covered. We have well over 1,500 that we can cover, but those are one of the ones out of the gate that are very, very common. 360 spinal fusion, cervical disc fusion. It's just I don't want to say a laundry list because that's such a negative connotation, but there's such a plethora of procedures that we do cover that are common that you think about from day to day that are very costly, and here we are at zero to no cost. And I have to say, it'd be a remiss if I didn't talk about this as well, Jeff, about the travel benefit that we also have embedded here, that in the event one of our awesome specialists aren't within a 100-mile radius, we're also providing that travel assistance for you and a companion, because who's going to have a procedure completed by their lonesome? So with that being said, we will fly you out to one of our surgeons of excellence, you and a companion, in addition to a nice per diem benefit as well.
Yeah, that's huge. So I love the list. I think it definitely, you know, I know a few guys and gals here in the company just in the last year that have had a hip replaced or have had to have. In fact, I'm pretty sure the guy with the name on this door has had a hip replacement in the last year. We all remember that from our all employee meetings. Our owner, John, had just gone through a hip replacement himself. We've definitely had some other folks that have had knee issues, hernia issues, stuff like that. Starting next year on the benefits plan, that's all zero cost to them. No deductible, no copay. Get scheduled with one of the best in the country at this procedure and get it done. And if that person isn't within a short hop drive distance, we're even going to cover the travel in some way, shape, or form, whether it be overnight with a hotel or even flying them if necessary. But I think, Tavi, if I remember correctly, there's quite a few of these, especially more common type procedures, that are right within a home market area. I mean, Tampa's a pretty good size metro, but even for our Treasure Coast offices, I think there's quite a bit in like the Palm Beach area. Obviously, Naples and Fort Myers, pretty big market as well. So for the most part, they'll probably find themselves day tripping. And on the rare occasion that they would need to travel longer overnight or by plane, that's all covered? That's all part of the gig?
That's all a part of it. And you are correct. We have such a robust and rich network that is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. But for those, what I like to call unicorn scenarios, we've got you covered like makeup.
Fantastic. Now, I think you mentioned that this is not only is it no cost, but it's also no enrollment required. This is just another benefit that's in the plan starting in the 2023 plan year. So they don't need to sign up. They don't need to elect. This isn't one of those extras at the end that you have to click through 1,000 boxes of DI, BI, SI. I don't know what all the I's are that we have to do for elective coverage. This isn't elective coverage. This is included coverage. So that's the only I that matters, is it's included. My last question then, Tavia, for you on this one is, when it comes to, the planning of it, how do our employees make sure that they take advantage of this benefit? Because oftentimes I would imagine, you find out that you need some type of procedure, probably because you're doing the right thing. You're going to get that general practitioner annual physical that we all get as part of our wellness discount benefits. You go in, the doctor says, hey, consider you're going to need a hip replacement, a knee replacement. What do our employees need to know to make sure that before they just take the referral they're given or get sent off to go be evaluated by some specialist, how do they make sure that they're going to engage Surgery Plus early on enough in the proceedings to get their full advantage of this particular benefit?
Amazing question. And what's also amazing is your employees have a dedicated group of care advocates that are specializing in the explanation of our benefit. And what I mean by that dedicated care advocate, you have a dedicated JJ Brewery toll-free number that you would contact after you've had your physical, after you've seen your PCP. In addition, you have your dedicated website, right, that you can identify if your procedure is covered, and a dedicated email. I understand how busy it is. Some folks don't have time to stop and call. And I mean, how many of us aren't multitasking on our phones, right? At least 90% of the time. Boom. Go ahead and send an email to your dedicated care advocate that will in turn answer any questions that you might have, would be more than willing to send you out, options of those surgeons of excellence that are within your area, allowing you to thumb through. I really and truly just have to echo the rigor that we go through that gets physicians and facilities into our network. So I always want to emphasize, right, the quality of care and why it's a thumbs up and a win-win to go through Surgery Plus and leverage our awesome surgeons. So that's how they would contact us. One call does it all is what we like to say, Jeff.
That is exactly as much time and energy as I have available on a given day. So that's perfect. I love it. That's great. This is huge. Like you guys, if you're in a position where you have a surgery, like, again, not emergency, it's coming up. The doctor has said, let's get you to a specialist or let's consider this in the next, little near future. reach out to your human resources team or reach out to Surgery Plus directly. You'll find all their contact info in your open enrollment benefits information, as well as, of course, on Dayforce. And we want to make sure that you get connected to them early on in the process so that they can set you up, get you taken care of, and let you take advantage of this fantastic new benefit. It costs you nothing, literally nothing, not even a copay, not even a deductible, just show up, get cared for by some of the best in the world, and know that we're taking care of it, because getting it done the right way the first time is going to be a benefit to you and to the company plan and everybody involved. So, Tavia, this thing is awesome. Really appreciate it. Hang out with us here a little bit. We're glad to have you on. We do have a couple of questions that have popped up on Surgery Plus. So, Tavia, I'm going to come back to you real quick and get a couple of answers for some of our folks that are sending in their questions through the chat. The first is there any initial waiting period for Surgery Plus, or is this day one available as of the new plan year, Jan 1?
You've got it. No waiting period at all. It's available day one. If you're active and covered under the medical offered by J.J. Taylor, then you have Surgery Plus.
Fantastic. And just to, again, sort of put some clarity to that, this benefit, Surgery Plus, this covers anyone on the insurance, whether it's the primary employee, whether it's a dependent, child dependent, spouse dependent. If they're covered by our insurance, they are also covered by Surgery Plus. Yes?
Indeed. That is correct.
Fantastic. Last question that came in over the chat. Does Surgery Plus cover something that is pre-existing that maybe they've been putting off? So if someone were, you know, listening to us today, obviously this benefit doesn't kick until Jan 1. If their doctor has advised them that it's medically safe and okay for them to wait until January or February when the benefit's active, is that still covered even though it was pre-existing to the go-live date?
Yeah, definitely. As long as it falls under our commonly covered procedures, then it's a go. My biggest recommendation, effective 1-1, right, is to contact your care advocates, because they're in place as well to answer general questions just as such. I'm thinking about X. Would that be covered? And you would have a response instantaneously. But Jeff, I did want to take two steps back just to clarify, right, as we talk about the cost of Surgery Plus or what that would mean to you. We know that J.J. Taylor offers a few different medical plan choices, right? So if you are on the high deductible plan, you may have a small cost as far as what is left of your deductible, and that would be collected at the end of the plan year. So I wanted to ensure that I clarified that. Hence why I love to say little to no cost. The little cost is if you happen to be covered under a high deductible plan, no cost if for whatever reason you are in the PPO plan where the deductible and the coinsurance is waived. So wanted to ensure that I clarified.
It's always those high deductible plan people, Tavia. But I do want to clarify something there, because you did mention that there may be some costs associated, but that it's attached at the end of the plan year. That's correct?
Correct.
Is that money, because our high deductible folks also are putting money into an HSA, are they able to use the HSA to pay that part of their Surgery Plus obligations at the end of the year?
You can. You certainly can.
So there you go, folks. So if you're in the high deductible, you're obviously on top of it. The high deductible plan, it's a great plan for people who are really dialed into their healthcare. And if you're really dialed in, make plans accordingly, put the right amount aside, and you're going to be able to get this covered through the HSA and everything that you need. So I think, again, great clarification, but still a great, fantastic benefit. So thank you for answering those questions. But I'm going to shift gears for a second and head over to another brand new benefit for this year. Old partner, someone we've been working with for a long time, our friends at Ceridian Dayforce. You guys know them as the app where you check your pay stubs every week and where you put your time off requests. But they do so much more, and we have a huge new benefit offering from them this year. So I'm really excited to be able to get in and talk a little bit about that as well. And I'm excited to welcome Casey Hendrickson here to the podcast with us. Casey is our Ceridian Dayforce Wallet representative, and I'm going to let him tell us a little bit about what Dayforce Wallet is and why it's going to be such a great benefit to so many of our employees. Casey, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. So Dayforce Wallet is a extension of your payroll module that you guys already have. It is a new and innovative way for you guys to get paid. Essentially, it is a separate app that you'll be able to download on your mobile device, and a payroll account if you wish to set one up that will allow you to have early access to your pay.
Early access to my pay. You're saying I don't need to worry about pawning the TV or rocking down to the cash checking place and paying the usury fees anymore. I can just get my money from my employer ahead of time. How does that exactly come together? What's the idea there?
Well, you know, when payroll started and people started getting paid hundreds of years ago, you used to work a day and get paid right away, right? And that's really what we're bringing to the table now. So JJ Taylor is going to offer a portion of your net earned wages to be available during your payday. So no more payday loan stores. You're going to have access to money that you have already earned to date.
That is awesome. And that's made possible, of course, because one of the big advantages of Dayforce and why we signed on with you guys in the first place is that, of course, you guys run a live database. The data is there in real time. As soon as people are clocking in and out, we're tracking that and it's uploading to payroll and it's all working in one big system. And so that makes this possible for us to do, which I think is fantastic. So you said it's a separate app and a separate thing. I know some people are probably going to have some questions about that. So tell us a little bit about, what would they have to do to sort of get started? Why a separate app and how does that come together? And what is it that this app is doing that's different than my normal employee relations or platform app that is Dayforce Mobile?
Well, the Dayforce Wallet app was made separate because this is a relationship between your employee and Dayforce Wallet. So every employee that registers through the app is going to receive an associated debit MasterCard. This MasterCard is where any early access to your funds will be deposited. Okay, it has essentially a bank account attached to it as well, a checking account. So you can elect to use it for direct deposit as well. But this is your account. And if you choose to open one of these and you can use it for other purposes. If you have a second job, you can receive direct deposits into this account there as well. Maybe if you're new to JJ Taylor and you were at a previous employer that offered Dayforce Wallet, you're able to seamlessly connect to your new payroll system as well.
Oh, very cool. So it's almost like it's not quite a banking app, but it kind of functions like a pay app at least, or a card app. It's creating a card. It's giving me a card that I can load from my payroll and then like use Apple Pay, or do I get a physical card? How do I actually spend my money if I have my payroll in there, whether in advance or, each week when payroll gets cut? How am I going to spend that cash that I so hard worked and earned for?
Well, once you go through about the 10-minute registration process within the app, they're going to confirm your address and they will send you a physical Dayforce Wallet MasterCard. Okay. It is a debit MasterCard. You'll be able to use it at an ATM with a PIN. Instantly, as soon as you register, you'll be able to see those digital card details within that app as well. So you're going to see the card number, the CVV number, and the expiration date right within your app. So you can go ahead and connect that to your Apple Pay on day one. But 7 to 10 days, business days after you register, you will receive a physical card in the mail.
Cool. So I've got a card. I've got Apple Pay. I can spend my money. I can get my payroll in there. I can get early pay in there. But as a separate app, does that mean I've got, I may not want my employer to know where I spend my money on the weekends. That might be for me and my time. So am I going to maintain my privacy by having a separate app? There's nobody from HR is going to know, what if I accidentally buy a beer that's outside the portfolio or something, Casey? I don't want to get in trouble. So how does that work for privacy and protection?
No one's going to know about your beer purchases, Jeff, I assure you. No one at JJ Taylor.
Let me be clear. I would never buy outside our portfolio. Those beers are all trash. And why would I even attempt that?
Yeah, JJ Taylor does not have any access to your account. They have access to your payroll on the Dayforce side. They know how much you're getting paid, but they don't know. They're not going to have access to where you spend your money. Your login information and password are going to be securely held, and they're not accessible by HR or payroll at your company. If you ever have any issues logging in, we have built a tremendous support network for you guys to be able to call into and get any issues resolved that way. But no, to answer your question, your employer will not have any access to this account.
So if I do have that second job income coming in, they're not going to know where I'm working on Friday nights or the weekends, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. Fantastic. All right. I think this is great, Casey. I think this is a really great offering, like you said. I think, the idea of you work a day, you get paid a day, and having access to that, money sooner and more readily is awesome. And I know sometimes, life happens, flat tire, kids fundraiser pops up out of nowhere, and now I got to buy $100 worth of wrapping paper. So to be able to grab some money before Friday rolls around is probably a really great opportunity. Is there anything else that Dayforce Wallet brings to the table that our users should know about?
Well, there's a rewards program as well. Certain businesses in your area are going to offer cashback rewards for using purchases. But I mean, really, really the key is it allows JJ Taylor to offer offer its employees, you know, the same benefits of gig work, where exactly like what you said, get paid when you want. You know, avoid the usage of a credit card. Everybody has the intention of paying off their credit card at the end of the month if they have to, you know, like in your example, have to fix a flat tire before payday. But, you know, the end of the month comes around and maybe you pay off half. And then you're subject to interest rate. Why not spend money that is yours, that you have already earned, and not have to incur any of those interest rates? And there are no fees with this card. There are no balance fees. You can register for a card, keep it in your purse or wallet, and have it be for emergency purposes only. And we see a lot of usage like that where, you know, someone might not be a regular user. They're only logging in and taking an on-demand payment maybe once every 6 months. And, you know, it's for one of those life happens moments.
I think that's great. Casey, let me ask you this question. I know obviously with Dayforce, one of the great advantages is that I can have my pay go to all sorts of different places. Like I've got that money that I normally set aside to savings going into one account. I've got my weekly budget going into another account. I've got a third deposit for the overage that pays my bills. Does this work alongside all those typical types of direct deposit options? And could I, you know, if I wanted to throw $10 a week into this Dayforce wallet account so that I'm throwing a little rainy day slush fund in there and have that for, you know, when I decide it's time for a new Lego set, is that something I can do as well? Does it work just as easily as all my other direct deposit options?
Yeah, it's actually even easier because once you've registered, you're not going to need to know any of the routing number or account number. So after you've registered in the app, Dayforce is going to have all of that information for you. So a simple selection is Dayforce card under account type in your direct deposit form will select this as an option for you. Additionally, if you're setting this up as your primary direct deposit account, let's say you're someone who, for whatever reason, doesn't have a traditional bank account, whether you can't or have chosen not to, if you decide to get one of these accounts, you will qualify for one. Everyone qualifies as long as you have a social security number. So you will be able to get rid of your paper checks or, you know, having to go somewhere to cash a check. So this can be done right through the app, setting up your direct deposit as well.
Right. And when you say paper checks, Casey, exactly where I'm kidding, obviously. Yes, paper checks are gone, folks. This is all digital for the modern age, right on your phone, right on the app, right in your Apple wallet where it belongs. This is a fantastic offering, Casey. I really think this is fun stuff. All right. Well, with that, you know, we've talked to some, you know, some new hot options here that are coming on board with Surgery Plus and with Ceridian Dayforce Wallet. But our longest and most standing partner right now in our benefits offering, I think, would have to be our friends over at Cigna. And we love them so much that we're expanding our offerings with them this year. So John Fairchild with Cigna here once again to join us. And John, I'm excited because we are taking another step deeper into the Cigna portfolio to talk about our transition to your employee assistance program, the EAP. Tell us a little bit about Cigna's EAP and why we can be looking forward to being a part of another branch of the Cigna tree.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff, and thanks for having me. Glad to be back. Another great enhancement for, you know, such a low increase in the plan this year, so we're excited to bring this to J.J. Taylor. And you know, most of us go through some type of behavioral health issue, whether it's anxiety or stress or going through a traumatic event, you know, such as going through the pandemic. And, you know, those of us who live in Florida going through the hurricane that just recently passed through. So there's a lot going on. So, you know, at Cigna, we want to treat the mind and the body, right? So it's a holistic, total well-being for the person. And thanks for, I was going to say EAP, thanks for bringing that up as the employee assistance program. And again, it's at no cost to the employee. So it's a great a feature starting in January 1st as well. You know, it's available to them. You already should have your My Cigna app. Hopefully you're on MyCigna.com as well, and you're going to have all the tools right there for you.
Yeah, this is one of those benefits that, you know, John, we've always offered EAP assistance, and we've used other vendors in the past that we're obviously transitioning away from and over to Cigna this year. I think this is one of those benefits, though, that oftentimes employees don't realize how much that's there for them to take advantage of. Because EAP, you know, it's the employee assistance program. It's there for assistance. Well, what kind of assistance? I think that's one of those questions that often gets overlooked. But correct me if I make a mistake here, but I think you guys offer through the EAP, there's well, first and foremost, mental health assistance, right? You guys can connect people with mental health providers and even offer some free sessions, some like initial sessions to kind of get them up and running, or to try out and maybe find the right fit of a provider. So that's something that I think is available through the program, and it's available to every employee, right?
Absolutely. And it's available to any household member as well. So it's free to them. So yeah, there's a lot of wide arrangement of services that they can take advantage of. And it's not all about just therapy, right? So we do have 8 face-to-face sessions in play that JJ Taylor has for them, which is a great enhancement. We have video-based sessions that are included. They'll contact you with licensed psychologists, social workers, and therapists that are in the area. On top of that, you also have 2 30-minute telephone consultations for any financial hardships that you're going through. And this can also kind of expand into debt counseling, planning for your retirement, which hopefully all of us can retire soon. You know, how to manage your credit, how to budget. How to restore credit if something happened there, and other things such as your 401k or investing, or you know, how to get a loan, tax planning, so much more. There's also a 60-minute consultation with an attorney for legal assistance, which really comes into play for a lot of employees. So it's not just about that therapy piece.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I think it's so great that we talk about this, because you're exactly right, John. These are benefits that people don't often know we have. Like you said, 8 sessions paid for on the company dime. And I often say it, you know, if you're reaching out looking for a mental health provider, it might take 1 or 2 sessions with a couple to find the one you like. With 8 sessions covered, you have an opportunity to maybe try a couple before you find one and then pick it up on your dime. I think the financial counseling piece is tremendously important. You know, so many people aren't brought up with that skill set, or you know, unfortunately we do such a poor job, I think, in education teaching the basics like that, how to balance your checkbook, how to apply for credit, how to understand finance 101. And yet here is an employee, you know, benefit that a lot of people may not realize we have. 2 30-minute sessions with a financial counselor. Get your questions answered. Ask about the things that you don't know. You've got this shiny new Dayforce wallet that you just set up. How do you use it to make sure that you're moving your financial goals forward? This is another way to connect with somebody that can help you. The legal advice, I mean, an hour of a lawyer's time is worth a lot. I've seen the bills we get around here. So I know how valuable that can be, and that's another great benefit. How do employees connect with it? And what should they sort of have in the back of their mind? It's when I run into what kind of a situation, what should I be thinking about to reach out to the EAP, and where do I go and how do I find my access to these resources?
Yeah, so you'll have access right on MyCigna.com. You'll have access on the MyCigna app too, which has access to every program capability that JJ Taylor has in place with Cigna for you, including the ID card. So definitely something new to keep in hand. Once it's on your phone, it's in your pocket pretty much. We're glued to our cell phones, right? So all that information is right there, as with the other programs that you have in place too. And then we also have a toll-free number for you to call.
I mean, it doesn't get any easier than an app. And the MyCigna.com app is top-notch. If you guys haven't downloaded that and started using it, you absolutely should. You can manage everything you need to know about your plan, your billing, your medications, your prescriptions are all there. And now all these other benefits, because we're bringing them into the Cigna family, are there for you as well, which I think is going to also help a lot of people get access to, or really more than anything, just remember that these benefits are there. They've always been there, but because they've been with other providers, it kind of fell out of sight, out of mind. Now, bringing it into the Cigna family, I think, is great because it puts it right in the place they're used to going for all their other healthcare needs. So that's a huge win, and I'm glad to hear that it's all right there in the app.
Absolutely.
Anything else we should know about Cigna offerings or the EAP or things going on with Cigna coming up here in the new plan year that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I definitely do want to include, for those that are listening, I do want to include, you know, it includes identity theft, which is huge, within the last few years, really increasing. So that's included in there. Pet care, you know, our pets are our children. So we do have the pet care included in there. We have elder care. So a lot of people are taking care of their parents or grandparents. So we have that in play. We have resources for, new parents. So again, it's not just about, that therapy piece. There's a lot more included with the EAP program with Cigna.
All right, John, now I have to ask, what does pet care mean? Are you guys going to come feed my goldfish when I go on vacation, or exactly?
Don't call me to do that, but,
you were going to be my first call, John. I was so excited to have you come take care of Flippy.
I love pets, right? But I'm busy. So, with that pet care, there's a lot of resources out there for, referrals for pet sitting services. There's, the best pet stores, economical pet stores, obedience training, which is important, right? So how to stop your dog from barking every time someone comes to the door, or how to make them more friendly in the community. So there's a lot of simple resources for that too. So thanks for asking that question.
And so you is there also obedience training for grandpa in the elder care section, or is that?
Well, more to come on that one. We'll look at our benefits people for that one.
Okay. I may or may not know a grandpa or two that could use some obedience training, but no, the elder care piece is actually, I think, really, really important as well, because we are, so many of us in this company are of the age where our parents are starting to reach the point where they're going to need assistance. And it's one of those things in life that you probably don't have any experience at. You have one set of parents, and when they reach that age, there's nowhere to look to say, well, I've done this before. It's that first time thing. So tell us just a little bit about what, if people are facing some kinds of situations, whether it be looking to place into an assisted living facility or, in-home care or things like that. The elder care piece is really about getting advice and referrals, again, to the right resources, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely high quality resources, so referrals to home health care, assisted living facilities, skilled nursing facilities, recreational programs that they can get involved with to keep their mental health strong, right? And to stay connected and sharp, how to maneuver around the household and safety within the household, stuff like that we don't really think about when we're taking care of an elder parent. Yeah.
I think that's great. And then if someone has a baby and doesn't know what to do with it, you were mentioning also newborn assistance and things like that.
Yes, definitely simple things.
Because I would have no clue. That's one of those areas where
I have five children. So simple things like, camps, community camps in the area, social development facilities, prenatal care, afterbirth care, before and after school programs, so some good development providers there too. So we'll have some consultations, some referrals for that.
Excellent. Very cool. Yeah, it's a wealth of resources, folks. And that's really what we want to get across to our employees is these are included. These are there for you. They're there day one. This is one of those benefits that is available to our employees from the moment they're hired. You can, go into the app now, call the telephone number and get assistance, referrals, knowledge on things that you may not know where else to turn. And that's what the EAP is really all about. So I think this is another great benefit that we've always had, but I also think that bringing this into the Cigna family is going to make this a lot more visible, accessible, and reachable for people who before may have just had this outside their periphery, but now it'll be right in the same place that they're managing their prescriptions and looking for doctor referrals, and it's all in one spot. And I think that's great.
Yeah, 24/7, 365.
That's perfect, because that's when life happens. Yep. Great stuff. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Rosanna, I know you, the group here, and a whole bunch more people behind the scenes are working half the year just to make open enrollment possible and doing it all this way. So for all of us who are benefiting from your benefits, thank you to you guys all for what you do for us and making sure that we have absolute first choice healthcare and offerings when it comes to employee benefits at JJ Taylor. It's really, really great stuff. Rosanna, final thoughts. It's right around the corner. It's about time. What do they need to know? What do they need to absolutely remember? What should they be focused on as open enrollment is kicking off?
So remember to log in if you're wanting to make any changes. Or again, if you're in the high deductible health plan, be sure you log in and elect your HSA for 2023. If you're wanting to add dependents, remove dependents, change your beneficiaries, do all of that, you can do that. Increase your life insurance this year. And you can actually increase your life insurance up to the GI amount without having to do your evidence of insurability, which is nice. So employees can elect up to $200,000 a year, and spouse can elect up to $30,000 without being subject to EOI. And then we also have our wellness fairs next week. So Tampa is on Tuesday, Fort Myers is Wednesday. Jupiter and Treasure are on Thursday. So if you're in the area, please stop by to join us for raffles, prizes, vendors, all sorts of things.
And I think a few of the folks from this call are going to be at least attending one or two of those. So if you want to come out and meet the stars of this year's OE podcast, they will be out signing autographs, taking pictures. You can have them watch your goldfish while you get around all the tables. Whatever you need to do. They're here for you guys. That's what this is all about. So, yes, get out there, attend the wellness fairs, pick up some free goodies, but most importantly, connect with our vendors. Learn what is available to you. Take advantage of your benefits, guys. They're here for you. This is why we do it, is to make sure that you, our employees, are taking full advantage of everything we have to offer. So that about wraps us up. I want to say thank you to each of my guests and give them a chance to tell you one more time where you can go to connect with them and their products. Tavia, thank you so much. Surgery Plus, what do we need to remember?
Just have to remember jjtaylor.surgeryplus.com, effective 1-1 of 2023. And the email follows the same. So it would be jjtaylor@surgeryplus.com if you want to email. Definitely in your open enrollment book. And I will be in Tampa on the 25th. So as Jeff said, I'll be signing a few autographs.
Perfect. I love it. That's going to be fun times. Casey Hendrickson with Ceridian Dayforce Wallet. Thank you so much for joining us, Casey. And what do we want to remember about Ceridian Wallet?
Well, just remember that there is an insert in your open enrollment packet. There should be information in there for you guys to download the app if you want to do so ahead of time. You can also go to dayforcewallet.com to read up on some additional information about the product as well.
Fantastic. We really appreciate it. I think it's going to be a great new offering for everyone. And John Fairchild, Cigna, EAP, thank you so much for being here. What do we want to remember about Cigna?
You're welcome. Thanks. Real support for real life, right? We're going to have benefit educators at each of the meetings. And then just MyCigna.com, MyCigna app. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Get the app downloaded, folks. It is a absolute joy to use. It makes managing all this stuff so much easier. Thank you to all of my guests for being a part of this and helping us understand it. I think this is such a great opportunity for us to get this information out. If you're listening live, we appreciate you having been in the audience. If you're listening after the fact, then play it back a few times over. Make sure you catch all the details or check out the show notes in the bottom of the podcast. That will link you to everything you need, as well as all the information that's been sent out to you in your open enrollment packets. Make sure you go through it. Make sure you get ready, because it is that time. Open enrollment is upon us. So, Rosanna, thank you for putting it all together, for making it all possible, for coordinating it all and putting the wellness fairs together and all the stuff you guys do. It's absolutely wonderful, and we really appreciate every bit of it. Good to have you with us again this year.
Anytime. It's my favorite time of year.
Fantastic. Was there anything else? Am I forgetting anything, Rosie?
The only other item would be your insurance card. If you're adding medical or changing medical, you will receive your new insurance card by the end of December. So keep an eye out for that. But remember, you don't have to have a physical card to go to the doctor. You can download your card on your MyCigna app, which is very handy, and you can have it at all times.
Put it in your Apple Wallet. That's what I do. Never have to remember to take it anywhere. It's always with me. Love it. All right. Well, then I think that's going to wrap us up here, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure, as always, to have you guys at the round table with us. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any additional questions or anything else you want to follow up on, be sure to reach out to your local HR team. They're there for you as well and can help you connect back to all these wonderful benefits and providers that we have. Until next time, we can see you again at the round table. My name's Jeff Weaver, and it's been a pleasure hosting.